Okay, we move on to deputations. There are no deputations tonight. We move on to confirmation of previous minutes, 5.1, and we'll go and ask if there's a move of 5.1A. Councillor Puhle moves. Is there a seconder? Councillor Lewis seconds. Ask if there's anybody against. All councillors in favour. Councillors against. That's carried unanimously. 5.1B, ask if there's a mover. Councillor Puhle, thank you, and a seconder. Councillor... Yes? Yes? Yes.
On page 2 of 4, fourth sentence down from the top, the CEO responded that advice from the probity lawyer is that it was just the lawyer. The EMRC has a probity advisor and the lawyer, and so the word probity should be deleted.
Okay, no problem. Okay, with that, Councillor Puhle moves, seconded Councillor Brown. I'll ask them what he's against. All those in favour, those against, carried unanimously. We move on to 5.2. Ask if there's a move for 5.2A. Move Councillor Puhle, thank you. Is there a seconder? Seconded Councillor McLennan. Ask, is there anybody against? No. All those in favour, against, that's carried unanimously. We move on to 5.2B. Ask if there's a mover, move Councillor Puhle. Ask if there's a seconder. Seconded Councillor McLennan. Ask for all those in favour. All those against, that's carried unanimously. Move on to announcements by the presiding person without discussion. Ordinarily, I don't have anything, but this time I actually do. Other than a divine intervention, I will not be in this chair this time next week. And I'd just like to sincerely thank the community for allowing me the privilege of being there. Certainly, I've gotten to do a lot over my life, including PNC president, being president of Pride WA, and of course being on council and deputy mayor before being mayor. Just like to thank my family that have been tremendous support. Obviously my mother, and I've been actually quite privileged to be surrounded by incredible women in my life. I'd just like to acknowledge some of them. Jay Radisich, who I had the pleasure of working for, and also was the youngest female member of the Legislative Assembly in State Parliament. God rest her soul. Fantastic, and showed me the true determination to get and resolve to get things done. Of course, I think it's without saying, there really is no me without Michelle Roberts. Another incredible woman who is the longest serving female parliamentarian in State Parliament, and somebody that certainly has absolute commitment to her electorate and getting outcomes for her electorate. And I know I get very excited when there's a proposition of getting things for Bassendean and the multi of millions of dollars. I think Michelle's probably into the billions, or into more than a billion in benefits for Bassendean in the 20 years that she's been a member for Midland. There's also, unfortunately, she's not here tonight. I would like to thank Nella Fitzgerald for her friendship and of course bringing Little Italy to Bassendean, which was a tremendous street festival. When Nella initially came to me with the proposition, and she said she wanted to do it over two nights, I was a bit sceptical. I didn't think we would have the pull to manage two nights, but her determination and insistency, and it grew and grew and grew, and it was just a fabulous festival out the front here, and probably the biggest street festival that Bassendean's had over the 2 days that was there. Our newest freeman of the town of Bassendean, Anne Brinkworth. Unfortunately, hopefully she is well. She's unfortunately unable to be here tonight, but Anne Brinkworth's been a tremendous support to myself and a great freeman of the town. And I'd share a little story. I tried to be politically correct when I announced Anne was going to be a freeman of the town. Unfortunately, she had, earlier that year she had lost her husband, and we had a council and staff Christmas lunch. Where I tried to use political correctness and advise everybody that Anne was a free person or a free woman, and she thought I was referring to the fact that she's potentially now single. But then once I used the terminology free man, she understood what I was referring to. Angie Pantadosi, who's here tonight, thank you very much over the years and for sticking around for the drinks and for the conversations and Thank you to Sam as well. Sam, always the one comment Sam made to me that that I always remember in politics: never lose your sense of humour. If you lose your sense of humour, it's time to get out. All the staff of the town of Bassendean, most staff have actually been here ever since I've certainly been mayor and probably on council. Bob Jarvis, Sue Perkins, and of course, Bob, thank you for your support during the local government reform. That was a very challenging time. And of course, Sue, for a good sense of humour and putting up for me all these years. Certainly, there's no end of achievements, but if I get this wrong, please correct me, Councillor McLennan. My crowning glory, yes, of course, the War Memorial, which is a magnificent tribute in the town of Bassendean and gardens that that go with it as well. Obviously, the local being successful in defeating the local government reform. Of course, we've now got street markets, the summer movies, which outdoor movies, which are now in Bassendean. Of course, the shopping centre refurbishment, the inner city living, the new jetty at Success Hill, the bike path in Eden Hill, and the equipment around around the areas, the underground power in Ashfield. We have been able to achieve a lot. Not to mention new toilet blocks in local government. That's actually a big thing. So so we have managed to achieve a lot, I think, over the course of 8 years, and no doubt budget has always been at the forefront. And we have, you know, we've now got a situation where council doesn't take any trips, so there's no luxury getaways from this council. Certainly, I've never taken a trip on the ratepayer's purse. The Merrill dinners are now the luxurious Merrill dinners have been stopped in that time. So I think council, by and large, is very frugal with its money. Of course, all the councillors that I've had the pleasure of being both on council and as a councillor and also as mayor, thank you very much. To Mike, my deputy mayor, thank you. And of course, Jerry, nothing more needs to be said. Councillor Bridges, Councillor Brown, Councillor McLennan, thank you very much. It's certainly been a challenging 2 years. I hope going forward that council can unite post the elections on Saturday, because unless there is a united force, you really have difficulty in achieving anything. So hopefully there will be a result and there'll be an outcome either way. I've stayed clear of the current election, but it's obviously in sort of two divides to what I can see. So there'll be hopefully a clear direction come out from Saturday. I am quite excited about some things that that are happening coming forward. I found out and learnt about at the Liverpool Towns Advisory Committee about electronic charging stations for cars. And of course, I initially thought they'll cost an absolute fortune, but for about $5,000, we can actually get that, encourage people to take electronic cars and charge them up in the town. So I think there are some exciting things coming forward that we should be able to implement, but just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you. I wish everybody the very best. And as I said, hopefully after Saturday, this town can start to move on and start to achieve many great things again. Thank you. So we'll move on to petitions. No petitions. Declarations of interest. No. Okay. Business deferred from previous meeting. 9.1. Are there any questions, councillors? No. Councillor McLennan, you're happy to move?
Well, as per the officer's comment, we need to thank Mr. Hardy for arranging the on-site visit to discuss his item. I think in response to that, I was very pleased with the attitude that Rainroads took and their willingness to listen to our concerns and took on board the feedback we had about wanting to connect that to Bright Park, but also retain the existing trees. So my understanding is that they're going away, that they're revising the plans that they've originally submitted to the town with the intent of retaining as many trees as possible, and that they offered us a 3-to-1 replacement for any smaller trees that did need to be removed, and also the opportunity for the community to move on to those plans. So with that outcome from that meeting, which I was very pleased with, that really does make this notice of motion now not necessary. So as long as Main Roads remains true to what they have said, then it's a very good outcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're withdrawing the notice of motion?
Yep.
Okay. Moving on, we move on to item 10. Coming out of en bloc tonight, councillors, I have 10.2, 10.4, 10.5, 10.6, 10.8, 10.15, 11.1, 11.2, 13.1, 13.2, 13.3, 13.4. Are there any additionals? No? If not, I'll ask that the reminder be carried en bloc. Is there a mover? Move Councillor Puhle. A seconder? Seconded Councillor Brown. All those in favour? Those against? Carried. 10.2, I have to read out, the purpose and effect of the law is to repeal local laws considered to be obsolete or defunct, or by the introduction of alternative legislation. Are there any questions, councillors? No questions. Is there a mover? Move Councillor Puhle. Seconded Councillor Bridges. All those in favour? Those against? That is carried unanimously. Move on to 10.4. Ask if there's any questions. There's no questions. Ask for a mover. Move Councillor Puhle and a seconder. Seconded Councillor Bridges. All those in favour? Those against? That's carried unanimously and by an absolute majority. Move on to 10.5. Ask if there's any questions. Now, there were some amendments, I believe, on 10.5. Yes, Councillor Bridges?
Yeah, there were a couple of typos that we corrected in the briefing session, so I'd like to move an amendment that after point one, subject to minor corrections,
yep.
And then as per the rest of the libraries.
Yep, no problem. Move Councillor Bridges. Are you seconder? Seconded Councillor Brown. All those in favour? Those against? That is carried and carried by an absolute majority and unanimously. We move on to 10.6. I'll ask if there's any questions. Yes, Councillor Bridges.
My amendment refers to page 22 of 50 and would read to adding the words to the one-off delegation in number 2.76, subject to the practice of lollipop and street trees under power lines ceasing. And as I understand that that's part of the contract anyway, so I can't see that we're doing need to oppose that.
Okay. With that, let's move Councillor Bridges. Is there a seconder? Seconded Councillor McLennan. Anybody against? No? All those in favour? Those against? That's carried unanimously and by an absolute majority. We move on to 10.8. I'll ask if there's any questions. No questions. I'll ask for a mover. Move Councillor Puhle. Seconded Councillor Lewis. Is there anybody against? All the councillors in favour? Councillors against, that's carried unanimously and by an absolute majority. We move on to 10.15. Ask if there's any questions.
I'd like to move an amendment that the word accept and then ROC 17/5543.
So basically you're just asking for that one to be removed.
That's correct.
Yep. So ROC 17/54543 is removed, and therefore it is the only one to be deleted is ROC 7553985. Is there a mover? Move Councillor Brown. Seconded Councillor McLennan. Okay. Anybody against? No. All councillors in favour? Councillors against? It's carried unanimously. 11.1. I'll ask if there's any questions. Oh, I actually have a question for the officers. If you just, I'm not too sure how Councillor Bridges' notice of motion is actually requires a complete rewrite of history as the officers recommended. Well, not like a new history being written. I'm just not sure. You see the, you know what I'm referring to, Councillor Bridges, in the officer comment.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Yes, yeah. Who wrote that comment?
That would have been one of the planning officers. I think what he was suggesting is that the thematic history is not intended to be a replacement for social history, but it will be corrected, and we've received advice from Jenny Carter as to the changes that need to be made to correct the document, and that we're in the process of doing exactly that.
Yeah, but I don't think Councillor Bridges' motion actually corresponds to what the staff recommendation actually says. Yes, so anyway, move Councillor Bridges. Is there a seconder? Seconded Councillor Puhle. Is there anybody against? No. All councillors in favour? Councillors against? That is carried unanimously. Look at that, council being united has already started tonight. We move on to 11.2. Question? Yes?
So, Councillor Puhle moved a motion back in February relating to proposed land use intensification for Success Hill, which has to be transported into Brisbane. Whether officer commented on this, there's no mention of that, but I believe there's a consulting group being prepared at the moment on this. Can we just give us some indication of what that information that would give us and the time frame that we're expecting it to be completed?
I'm sure traffic assessment Councillor McKinnon is referring to is a transport assessment that was initially to look at Success Hill, but is to be expanded to the whole of the town to help inform the local planning strategy. And we are at the moment lining up, or in the process of preparing a brief for that to go out to consultants to do a study.
There
we go.
With that move, Councillor McLennan, is there a seconder? Seconded Councillor Puhle. Anybody against? Right. All councillors in favour? Councillors against? That's carried unanimously. Move on to 12, announcements and notice of motion for the next meeting.
Yeah, I have none.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Okay, there being none, we'll move on to 13, confidential business. Ask for a mover to go behind closed doors. Move Councillor Brown, seconded Councillor Lewis. All councillors in favour? Councillors against? That's carried unanimously. And I thank the members of public for their attendance tonight.
Thank you.